When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Okay, well, hey guys, what's up? It's Sharita here with iWatchMike.com, and I'm sitting here with the two stars of Haunted House 2, Marlon Wayans and Gabriel Iglesias.
How are you doing?
Good.
Your handwriting is very neat.
Thank you.
You do have amazing handwriting.
It's been so easy to cheat off you. It's cool.
Wow. It really is. Yeah. It's so clear and stuff. Welcome to Houston. We're going to go ahead and get started. Saw the film last night, and I thought it was hilarious.
Thank you.
Saw the first one. I was a big fan as well, and this one was very more so like over the top, but just hilarious from beginning to end.
Thank you. A crazy ride.
It is.
Try to make it a little bit crazier than the first one.
Exactly.
And
part two.
Got to push the envelope a little bit.
Got to step it up. Exactly.
And I got a really good cast, man. I mean, Gabriel Iglesias has killed it, and Cedric killed it, and Afion rocked, and you know, Essence, and who else was in there? Jamie Presley. So, you know, it's a diverse cast, and it's a movie for everybody.
Right.
So, you know.
Everyone compliments each other in the film, too, which
exactly.
is really, really cool.
I agree. Everyone kind of, like, blends in and fits in their roles very well. For people who haven't seen this one just yet, or also kind of are catching up on the first film, can you explain a little bit more, like, who you play, and then also your character?
Being oh, you've seen the movie, girl. You tell the people. No, basically, I play Malcolm. Johnson, that's not a black name, and basically Malcolm has escaped the grasp of his ex-girlfriend, Keisha, who was possessed, and she tried to kill him, so he left her, and he got a new relationship with, he tried to get some snow, you know, tried to change the temperature, went for a snowflake, and they move, and she has two kids, and they move into a new house, and the house is haunted, and so is the little girl's possessed box, and the son got an imaginary friend, and then on top of that, there's this crazy little doll that's stalking me,
oh,
and
yeah.
then my ex-girlfriend, the possessed one, moves next door. So, you know, it's just a, you know, it's not just the house that's haunted.
Right, Malcolm has a lot of problems.
Yeah.
A lot of craziness. And I'm Gabriel, I play the character of Manuel, I think you only hear my name one time, right? Maybe twice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the Mexican guy next door.
Miguel,
Manuel.
Yeah.
I think Manuel may be one of your third middle names.
A lot of names in there. Basically, I play the next door neighbor who just happens to be a gardener, and I wind up being Marlon's buddy in the film, mm-hmm. the guy who helps him out at the end.
Right. Okay. And then also, too, like, with these films, even whether it's or just an actual like horror film, anything discussing kind of like strange incidents sometimes, or strange like, you know, phenomenons or whatnot, sometimes you hear about things, strange things happening on set. Did anything like that happen on set or even like in real life?
No, just maybe a couple of times I went to the bathroom and some weird things came out of my butt. Other than that,
craziest thing I saw was craft services food was missing, and then I went to the bathroom, came back, and it was restocked.
Oh, no.
I thought that was pretty magical, and totally unexpected.
Okay. So clearly you're a fan of horror films,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of have, like, the knowledge a little bit on point. What would you say, kind of, and Gabriel, are you a fan of horror films as well?
I was a big fan of horror films as a kid. I liked the Friday the 13th and
right.
the Jason movies and stuff like that. Same movie. I meant Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
I'm a huge fan of those.
Yeah, so I mean, that was my thing growing up. And then maybe a couple of the Poltergeist ones.
Okay. What would you say is the last film that kind of came out that really terrified you?
Conjuring. That's why I had to put it in the movie. That little doll. She was only in it for 5 minutes.
But she made an impact.
She made an impact. And I was like, you are making the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you.
Mine was Paranormal.
The first one scared me. When I was time to go home, I cried.
You cried?
I cried.
Oh, wow.
It was just, I don't know, it just really hit me.
You know, that guy was like, that's the perfect movie. That's what guys take girls to see, horror movies.
Yeah.
I can't sleep at night. I bet you can sleep now with this meat inside you.
It was, I don't know.
Did you slam on the table?
It just hit me.
Now I'm scared.
But since you both are kind of a fan, yes. You know, old school horror for you, Gabriel, and then like kind of old school and new school for you, Marlon, can we do like a fast round on horror films real quick?
Do it.
All right. You ready?
Going it, yes.
All right. Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Scream.
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Chucky or Annabelle?
Chucky.
The Shining or Paranormal Activity?
Shining.
Shining. Poltergeist or The Exorcist?
Exorcist.
Ah. Split decision again. Black Christmas or Halloween?
I'm just picking...
the opposite.
No, I'm just picking the first thing that I hear.
Black Christmas sounded crazy. What is Black Christmas?
Black Christmas is Santa Claus is killing people.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's I thought that was evil. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
That's another
it's
one.
It's kind of loosely like.
Oh, which one?
A little bit. Black Christmas is loose spinoff.
What was the other one?
Out of the fast round, Black Christmas or Halloween?
Halloween.
Halloween?
Black
Halloween.
Christmas is blue leg.
The first one was really good. But, okay, so switching gears a little bit, Marlon.
That was a quick round.
It was fast round.
That was fast as hell.
I attended the premiere last night. One of the questions that I didn't get a chance to ask you is that probably one of my favorite films of all time is Requiem for a Dream. Because it was such a heavy, intense movie, do you ever have plans on doing another drama like that?
I thought you'd say, is it going to be a sequel?
Oh, I think that would kind of wrap up a little bit.
After they do Ass to Ass.
Right.
No, I would do more drama. I would love to do like the Richard Pryor story, if that could happen.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Or any drama, but it has to be good and it has to be a great director.
Right.
Otherwise, I love comedy. Comedy is so much harder and so much more fun.
Right. I agree.
I want to make people cry laughing.
Yeah. I agree. I think you do good in both.
Thank you.
And for you, Gabriel, this is kind of, you know, you've done a successful comedy career, and now you're kind of branching off into film. You did, you know, Haunted House 2 and then Magic Mike. What do you see kind of next that you'd like to do as far as in film, and who else would you like to work with?
I just signed on to do Magic Mike 2, so it's
okay,
about sequels.
Yeah.
Planes was a sequel. I'm doing The Nut Job 2. That I know that doesn't sound like a child's film, but I'm doing it.
this is a year
of the sequels.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And is there anyone else that you'd like to work with in the future?
I want to work with this man right here. This man makes me feel comfortable, and I mean that in the most heterosexual way possible.
Okay.
I was on his back a couple times, and I just want to throw that out there. Those scenes got cut from the movie, probably for a good reason.
We're going to put him in
part two.
It'll be after.
He also has his movie coming out July 11th. He has a movie coming out, a fluffy movie, and it's basically a concert film.
He's a shitty self-promoter.
It's okay. I got your back. And it's a really, really, really funny movie, and, you know, you got one of the greatest comedians out there right now. So, you know, go see it. It's a family movie, too. You can take your kids to see it.
Exactly.
It will be PG-13.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Yeah.
But it's dirty enough for parents.
So it kind of, but everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, I ride the fence.
There you
a little
go.
Something for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I actually was going to ask, what is next? So you got the movie coming out.
The fluffy movie
coming
out.
You got Magic Mike 2 coming out. Marlon, what about you?
I'm working on my digital comedy network, whatthefunny.com.
Okay.
You can get the app on iPhone, WhatTheFunny, or for Android. And also, I'm working on my comedy show, a reality show. It's basically finding the next 360 comedian. It's called Funniest Wins on TBS, and there's somebody who's going to challenge all comedians in all the different disciplines of comedy. Roasting, characters, stand-up, sketch, everything.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, because my next question was going to be, what were your plans to, if you ever planned on coming back to TV in any kind of capacity?
That'd be my plan.
So there we go.
Yeah, that's a 2-1-1.
Okay,
hold on,
exactly. Right? And then also, too, social media plugs kind of rules the rule right now.
At Marlon Wayans. Hit me on Twitter and Instagram, at Marlon Wayans. Also, follow me on Facebook. Like me on Facebook, Marlon Wayans.
And for you, Gabriel?
Easy. Follow me at Fluffy Guy.
Easy enough. And is that Twitter and Instagram?
That's on Twitter. That's Instagram at Fluffy Guy.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, love.
It's
give me love. Love, you smell good. Like you washed.
Thank you. And everybody, please sure to check out Haunted House 2. It's going to be in theaters everywhere April 18th. Again, Marlon, Gabriel, thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, love.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick. 1 year.
ago, in this house, one man screamed like a...
What are you doing?
Bitch, there's a ghost in the house.
Deuces!
I don't know about this place, baby.
You said that about every house we looked at.
This one's different. I
just... No, this one is perfect.
Come on, Shiloh Jr. It's like I'm scared to come in the house.
Call 911! Tell them the dog is white! Tell them the dog is white!
Oh. It's happening again, Doug. I need your help.
Hell no!
What in the...
You wouldn't know anybody with an auto body shop, would you?
Are you serious, bro? Contrary to popular belief, all Mexicans don't have body shops, man. Well, you think we all have lowriders with a freaking Mexican horn?
Take it easy, Malcolm!
Where are you going?
Go to swap meet. We're going to get some chihuahuas.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like... Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.